Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
Well, it is a final, and the results are not good. Game one in St. Louis goes to those guys again. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Tim Allen, there's Evan Heffelfinger. Brewers fall 6-2 and just five games left in the 2021 championship regular season before they hit the postseason. And things, well, it started out well tonight, but of course, the St. Louis Cardinals just trying to launch homers. Their second time through against Woody, they just got on the attack. And as soon as Yandel Gustave got in there, it was just, oh, this is going to be easy, said the St. Louis Cardinals, and it looked that easy. An error by Avi doesn't help in that fifth inning, but nonetheless, the St. Louis Cardinals rolling hot. They punch their ticket to the postseason. They're going to take on whoever doesn't win that Western Division. And it's looking like it's, I mean, again, things can happen, but looking like, let's see, next week, a week from today. Is it today? Yeah, I think the NL schedule on the Tuesday that the St. Louis Cardinals are going to head to L.A. to face the Dodgers. And will that, does that scare Brewers fans? That and we've heard it on this show. St. Louis Cardinals, they're going to come back. They're going to get the Brewers. They're always the thorn in the side. I don't buy it. I think St. Louis is going to be a, wow, they got on a good run, but it came up short against the Dodgers. Or if indeed they win the one game, and I know anybody can win any one game. So if that occurs, then they're going to get into a divisional series against the Giants. And again, that's a tough road to hoe for the St. Louis Cardinals. But they're rolling hot now. Forget about it. You turn the page. You get into game two tomorrow. And I was curious as to how Brewers fans were going to and are going to react to these final six games. So one now in the books, you've got five left. And I would be probably at least a decent barometer of that. Like, these games don't matter in terms of seeding. They just don't matter. It can't move any direction either way. Now, it does impact. With this loss, the Brewers cannot win 100 games. With this loss, now they got to play above 500 to get to their franchise win total record. But so there were some things to play for, and there are some things to kind of tune up into the postseason. I was a decent barometer on how I was going to feel during, you know, a game like this. I was into it, and I'm not pleased that they lost. And I don't know if I'm surprised by that or not. Maybe it's just because it is the St. Louis Cardinals. Maybe it's just because I want the Brewers to win any game, Cactus League or a non-factor game. Exhibition game right before the season gets going. But I did find myself getting into it. I don't know about as much, but to a pretty good degree. I wonder if that's an accurate assessment of a lot of other Brewers fans. That now that the division title, by the way, St. Louis beats the division champs tonight, 6-2. But I after Sunday's celebration, you finally punch your ticket, the division title ticket, and you get that all done, and no worries there. I just wonder how Brewers fans handled a game like tonight. If it were like me, not pleased. Now, again, I don't want to flip out over, you know, Gustave's start or pulling Woody only after four runs, et cetera, what kind of lineup you had. But just in terms of, you know, losing this game and seeing what the Cardinals are doing, and just they're just launching homers. That's what they do. They're doing a lot of things right, don't get me wrong. But for the most part, they're just trying to hit home runs and just take over a game. And they decide to ambush you on a given, you know, second time through, third time through, first time through. That's how they're going at this. But someone's got to make Goldschmidt, Arenado, O'Neill, and Edmund. Those four, someone's got to make those guys uncomfortable. Because they are just way too comfortable. This was going to be a tough series anyway. You got the hottest team in baseball on a run. And then you've got a team that just, you know, had an off day and they celebrated a division title. So I'm not making excuses, but that doesn't change me being upset with this loss. I mean, I'm just wondering if Brewers fans, other Brewers fans, are the same way. I'll get to Evan here in just a second to see if I know he despises the St. Louis Cardinals, like a lot of us. But in terms of this game, third inning, fourth inning, Woody, it's scoreless through the first three innings. Brewers get on the board in the fourth, and I'm like, yeah, all right. Cardinals bounce right back to tie it up. Woody gives it right back up, or Gustave does, the following inning. And it did kind of piss me off a little bit. I'm surprised it did because I thought I was just going to be like in chill mode. Ah, the Brewers are division champs, and it doesn't matter. I found myself getting upset over this game. I kind of did. 414-799-1250, as we are live here in the Lakeland University studios with online learning at seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. And again, with this loss, they're 63rd on the season, opposite 94 victories. Couple of games left in St. Louis, three over the weekend against the Dodgers, and the Dodgers have a lot to play for. Well, they do now. Maybe it's taken care of by the time Friday gets here. But I did find myself getting into this one to the point where kind of fist pumping when the Brewers took the lead, and the thought did cross my mind that you wanted to rain on their parade a little bit. You know, at least take this first game, make them a little nervous about their situation like they did to the Brewers. But then the Cardinals just ran away with this thing, and it really upset me. And then I settled in after, yeah, you kind of arrange things a little bit mentally, you compartmentalize things, and you find out that, okay, fine, they were going to get in. Both teams are going to get in. We knew that. 3.5 game lead for the St. Louis Cardinals coming into today's play over the San Diego Padres. Padres taking on the Dodgers. It's just a matter of time before the Cardinals took that second wild card spot. But still, that being said, I even in the ninth inning here with a leadoff base hit. Come on, give them a finish now. And then it's a 6-2 loss. Division champs lose this one. Game one of a three-game set. As Brandon Woodruff ends up just the four innings of work, a couple of runs given up, kind of a tune-up. I see Woody getting another outing. I'm not sure, or I'm not convinced it'll be a start. I would definitely start him on Sunday. I would keep him on his regular, well, now it's, what, Tuesday here, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He'd get a four-day rest and then go 2-3 innings on Sunday. Then he'd get another four-day rest and go on Friday, game one. It looks like that's the way it's lined up right now. You back up Burns to the Saturday game maybe, and you have him ready to go for the following Saturday. And I think that's the way they're going to line things up. And that's a good situation to be in, where you can line things up the way you want. Craig Counsell made an interesting comment to Jeff Levering on the flagship prior to the game, that there's nothing that the Brewers can do in this series that's going to help them win a playoff game. I found that very interesting. I think there's a lot of things you can do. You can practice pickoff moves, which I think is what Woody did in the first inning. So there are some things you can do, but are you getting upset, or did you get upset over this loss? We'll check in with Evan here in just a second. Because I did. And if I, you know, again, if I'm a barometer of a Brewer fan, then if you guys are like me, then it did sort of upset you. Not freak out mode, but it did just got to me a little bit. That the Brewers take the lead and then six unanswered by St. Louis, and Busch Stadium crowd absolutely electric, to the point where you could hardly hear the radio call, which irked me a little bit too. It got so loud you couldn't even hear what happened. Did you guys notice that too, those of you listening on the radio side? 414-799-1250, Brewers fall. They go to 94-63, and there's just five games left in the 2021 championship season during the regular schedule. And then, of course, they'll fire things up a week from this Friday. It's October 8th. And from what I understand, SRO tickets available for the first two games of that NLDS. So I'm just wondering, we're going to check and see how much that's going to cost us if we wanted to get those tickets. I don't know what the deal is. Do you need to still buy a ticket package? I'm not sure. So we'll check out the availability of that. 414-799-1250, Brewers fall. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Evan Heffelfinger is here. My name is Tim Allen. And did you guys get upset over a loss like this, or is it just all house money now? Because, again, the seating, it's not going to change anything. So it's just, I find it hard to believe that I would be okay with a loss. That I did know. And especially because it's the St. Louis Cardinals. So it didn't surprise me that I got upset mid-game when the Cardinals started, you know, taking the lead and getting on the attack here offensively. That part of it was not surprising to me. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have somewhat of a game recap, at least the two that the Brewers did score. And Willy Adames scratched from this game right before game time, maybe an hour and a half before game time, with the quad acting up a little bit, precautionary, not a huge deal. So that's a good thing. And in place of Willy Adames, Luis Urias came up with the two, and we'll have that for you on the way. He had a base hit, a walk, a two-run home run, so a nice replacement for Willy Adames. As it is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show here on The Fan.
The game's over, and Tim Allen is taking your calls now on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan. Dial them up now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
The division champs fall in game one of this three-game set in St. Louis. Welcome back. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Evan, Tim, and you guys at 799-1250. Did you find yourself getting upset? I did in the middle of this game. I definitely did. I can't lie to you. Even though I wanted to, and the intent was to just sit back and watch and observe and just kind of just relish in the glory of another division title and a playoff appearance. But then I got lost in the game. I got lost in this game, this one single game against the St. Louis Cardinals. And I wasn't pleased about it. Are you like that? We'll get Evan's thoughts here in just a second. Let's get to you guys, 799-1250. Steve in Waukesha. Steve, you find yourself getting upset, or is this just chill mode for you?
It's neither. And I'll ask you to do this. Take a snapshot of today. Don't look at what happened in May, June, and July. Snapshot of today, I think the Brewers are the worst team in the National League playoffs. I think they're the number five team.
Just today, though? You're going
today. Don't look at the records of the Dodgers, Giants, and 100 wins or whatever. I'm just saying rank the five teams in the NL playoffs. I think the Brewers are the worst out of the five.
Oh, boy. I don't know. You're going to tell me St. Louis's pitching can stack up to this pitching?
What has Woodruff have done since August 1st?
Well, he pitched brilliantly his last time out.
That's like once.
And multiple other times.
No, the second half of the season he has not been. If you had a second All-Star game, he wouldn't be on the All-Star team for the second half of the season.
Well, let's check it out.
Let's take a look at this
because he's been
second
pretty good.
Second half of the season in 11 starts, not including tonight.
Include tonight.
I don't have those numbers.
I get it, but I'm saying factor in that though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He has a 3.3 ERA, 80 strikeouts, and 62 innings.
Yeah, but that's not All-Star. That's not where he was the first half of the season.
No, but that's
a 3
still
ERA
really
is
good.
Definitely no, an it, argument it, for an All-Star.
It's okay. I'm just saying. Look at they are the fifth best team in the National League playoffs.
So the Braves are better than them.
Yes.
In what way?
Head to head.
In what way? What part of the Braves is better than the Brewers right now?
I think overall. I think they're just a better
No,
overall
you can't. That's
plus,
a cop
plus,
out.
Maybe the first base position hitting. Duvall, in terms of knocking in runs, I guess you could give the nod to two guys offensively, but yeah, there's not much of the Braves that would be considered a better team.
The wrinkle in this is that the Brewers have home field, right?
Yes.
They're actually better on the road. They'd be better being the road team.
Okay, well, then if you got to go through the road to win series, I'm good with that, too.
No, but you see what I'm saying, though? They'd be better off being the road team in the series than the home team.
Well, if they get to the NLCS against the Giants, they will be the road team.
So hold on, Steve. So you're saying 28 days makes the Cardinals a better team than the Brewers?
Yes. April, May doesn't matter now. Now matters now.
Well, so let's play that same exercise. In what way are the Cardinals better than the Brewers, talent-wise?
I'm just talking at the moment. I'm not going to go player by matchup by matchup.
But that's how it's done.
Right now, I mean, yeah, the Cardinals could flame out like the Rockies when they won, 21 to get the World Series 10 years ago. They could be that team. But now, they're the better team, right now.
This is how good the Brewers are right now. It took the next team in their division 17 straight victories to get within six games of them.
That's in the past. Next week, everything gets scrubbed to 0-0.
Yes.
And the Brewers have more talent than the Cardinals.
Yeah. And you know what? The first three innings of this game is going to be just what a playoff game is. It's going to be Woody, the Bulldog, keeping this team in a game until the offense gets going. And in the top of the fourth inning, they did. That's exactly how it played out.
We're not talking about the fact that we pitched our three worst bullpen arms tonight.
I get it, and I hope you guys are right. But I'm just saying, I think they're the fifth best team. Don't even get me started if they ever get out of the National League, because I think most of the American League playoff teams are better than them, too.
Okay. All right, Steve, it's a great conversation.
All right, man.
Thank you, dude.
Okay.
I needed a laugh. It is a nice conversation.
No, it's a nice conversation to have.
I had fun in that conversation.
They're all fun. I know when there's tough times, and I'm not saying it's a tough time right now. That's not what I'm saying. But over the years, when there has been tough times, I have said on the air that this is kind of, in a weird way, part of the fun of a season. because you're not winning every game, because you will go into a hitting slump, because you will blow some games late.
Yeah, it's the ebbs and flows. Nobody's perfect.
Exactly, and that's part of the conversation. I'd have to look at what the Giants are feeling with a Brandon Belt injury. I mean, some people may have said that he's the life's blood of that team. And he's got a broken thumb. So I don't know if we're talking about Giants Brewers right now. Well, I don't know. That's a big hit for the San Francisco Giants. All right, 799-1250 to Patrick. Patrick, you're next here on The Fan. Did you find yourself getting upset over this game?
Yeah, I did, but geez, I don't know. I think I might be more upset with Steve there. I got to disagree with him, but anyways, I definitely ticked off. Anytime we lose to the Cardinals, I just can't stand this team in all of sports. I just can't take
Same.
It to him.
Did I see 35,000 at Busch? Evan, you want to confirm that? Was that 35 or was it 45?
I see 35,726.
So that's not a sellout. So those that were wondering about American Family Field a week ago and during the 10-game homestand, it's not just Milwaukee. There's something to attendance this year. There is.
Yeah, I can see Steve's point, you know, about like playing on the road, but when you have over 45,000 at sellouts for playoff games, you want those home games. I mean, it makes a big difference.
Patrick, I went back online and listened to the highlight packages that are flying all over the place of Sunday's game. And what I heard at American Family Field, I cannot wait to hear how this is going to sound a week from Friday, game one NLDS. Cannot wait.
I was lucky enough to get tickets today for game two. You know, on the Brewers website. So it's going to be incredible, and we should just be. I mean, we can't take this for granted, but I mean, to have this for 4 years in a row, it's like, it's great. But you know,
and they're a very good baseball team. They're just a very, very good baseball team. There's five games to play. You have 94. You have 94 wins. So you hit a blip here when you're trying to close things out against a streaking team. Does that make them a better baseball team? That's what Steve was trying to say. Patrick, Steve was trying to say. It's living in the moment. So I guess to go extreme on this, Patrick, you could say that when the Brewers lost those two games to the Detroit Tigers, that Detroit was the team to beat at that point.
Right. Yeah.
If you're going to live that microscopic in the moment, okay, let's broaden it to a month. Yeah, Cardinals are hot. Doesn't make them a better team.
No, I mean, they're right now they're bad. They're 2, 3, and 4 hitters. They're better than anybody in baseball right now over 17 games.
Yeah,
whether or not they can keep it up, but I mean, Goldschmidt and Arenado have done it forever. So, I mean, they're pretty consistent. It is a tough lineup, but, you know, it's part of me wants the Cardinals just to win out and then lose in the wild card, and, you know, that would make my day.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to look back. All right, Patrick, thanks for the call. We're going to look back on this, and this is just me. Stranger things have happened. I get it. It's one game. But, again, I just see us looking over our shoulder at the season and saying, wow, remember that when the St. Louis Cardinals got hot? They made some noise at the end there. So we'll see. Now, the interesting part of this whole wild card situation is that the Dodgers are fighting with the Giants to win the division. I believe they're two games back coming into play today. So they've got to keep their foot on the accelerator. It's not a guarantee that they can line up a one-game wild card playoff game the way they want to, because they're going to be kicking and scratching all the way to Sunday. In theory, I mean, they could, you know, lose tonight to the Padres, Giants get a victory, and then it's going to look really tough. But I'm just saying that that might be going in St. Louis's favor. Now, St. Louis, since they can't move, the seeding doesn't change for them, now they can line things up the way they want. For, I think, two things, Evan, to check. One would be, when is the NL wildcard game? And number two, we're going to check on the Brewers website how much a ticket would be for October 8th and 9th. Games 1 and 2 of the NLDS, just out of curiosity. 799-1250, let's go to Todd. Todd, you're next. You getting upset over this type of game here? Is it just house money and playing out the string?
It's kind of house money, but I'm pissed. Because it's hatred. And hatred is the only thing that lasts. And if you watch the guys in the dugout, stuck around, especially the coaches, and you watch those idiot Cardinals kind of celebrate. And Adamas was out there too, and a couple other guys were. And they're watching it because they're pissed, and you know, hatred is the only thing that lasts, and I'm sure they hate the Cardinals, just like the Cubs, just like we hate them both. But I think what's going to happen is I would love to see going to the Dodgers and kind of beat the Dodgers up a bit. Maybe save up a couple guys to let the Dodgers pitching is better than the Giants pitching. So In order to get rid of the Cardinals, you got to get them to go to the Dodgers. So you got to knock the Dodgers down a bit. And then let them fight it out with the Cardinals for the wild card, and the Dodgers will beat the Cardinals. And then it's going to be the Dodgers-Giants, and let them beat themselves up. And then I would much rather go against the Giants and the Dodgers just because of the pitching for the NLCS. And I think
either one. I mean, who knows who it's going to be. The only thing in that wild card game, St. Louis and the LA Dodgers, because that's the way it's looking. That really is. Yeah. Yeah, the only thing that would make me a little concerned that the St. Louis Cardinals may come up with a victory that day is if in the top of the first inning at Dodger Stadium, the Cardinals put up two runs. That's their life's blood, is scoring first and early. They didn't do it tonight, but tonight was a little different circumstance. You could kind of feel it at Busch. It was just like the feeling at American Family Field on Sunday. It didn't matter. They were going to win that game. Brewers were going to win that game. Just like tonight, it just felt as if the Cardinals were going to win this game tonight.
Right. You know, I think they're big three. They're starting pitching. They're going to yank guys out of, if they get in trouble, they're going to pull just like they did with Kershaw against us in that the game seven. They brought him out of the bullpen to finish it off, and so. I know Kershaw's not what he was, but you know they've got other guys in there. You know, Urias and Bueller.
Bueller and Scherzer, yeah.
Yeah, and Scherzer. So you figure they get in deep trouble. They're gonna pull the punches, man, and they're gonna kick and scratch and do whatever they can to win. Yep. And it's gonna be in their field, and I think they'll pull it off and let the West eat the West, and then we'll get what's left over.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Todd, thanks for the call. Yeah, I didn't want to be upset over this game, but I can't. You can't control that emotion, can you? I can't. I know that. Evan, did we find out how much tickets were for game one and two?
So I'm looking right now on the Brewers website. You can get some standing room only for $45.
That's pretty good.
In Bernie's Terrace for $50, and some available Terrace Reserve seats for $55.
Also, so around $50 gets you to a playoff game. That place could be going crazy, folks.
On resale, looks like, of course, people are going to try to take advantage of this, but there's some for as low as $60.
Okay. All right, so there it is. And again, this isn't this Friday. It's a week from Friday. So you assume the sellout by then, for sure. And then when is the NL and the AL wild cards?
The American League one is Tuesday the 5th. The National League is Wednesday the 6th.
Okay, so next Wednesday is St. Louis against the L.A. Dodgers, the way it appears. 799-1250, let's get one more. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell tonight, and he's probably just as calm can be. Well, let's get Roger in here. Roger, we need to, it's been a while since we've had a chat, so we got to chat off the air and get a fix on with our news junkie conversation, don't we?
I hear you. You know, I really, you know, of the 16-game winning streak, 11 of them have been away. And I really, for the Cardinals, that is, and they have, and those games away were won by more than an average of 2 runs. So I really thought this was going to be a Brewers win tonight, especially since they actually do better away. But
on the road,
I welcome now, I really welcome that they're in the same position, okay? They got their playoff status, and that's got to – it changes things. I just think it changes things, and it's going to – they're going to – you know, coming off this great momentum, it's the type of situation where they lose 3 or 4 in a row, and that's what they have to guard against, and the Brewers don't.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought of that. That's St. Louis. All right, thanks for the call. That St. Louis is in the same situation as Milwaukee is right now. So you're going to keep up that type of intensity? That's tough. And you saw what happened with the Brewers. It's a little different animal when you're not chasing. Now you're just kind of trolling, really. You're just trolling just moderate speed. It's a little bit different. I wonder how that's going to play. And I think where the Brewers, and again, I will just say this, that team won 17 straight games and it got them within, oh, I don't know, 6 games of first. How bad were they for a little over 5 months? Right around 500. Chances are I would say there's a better chance they'll go back to being that team than anything else. But we'll see how they play in the next 5. We'll see how they play in the next 2 for sure, as the Brewers still have a couple of games left in St. Louis. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up, 414-799-1250. That's what we were talking about tonight, if you were like me and just getting upset over a game that really kind of didn't matter. Let's face it, it kind of didn't. It meant more to them, I guess. I mean, they were in a similar situation for the Brewers. They were going to wrap up a playoff appearance, St. Louis was, by virtue of a loss or their own win at some point here in the next week. But, yeah, I found myself a little more upset than I thought I would be if the Brewers lost, and that's what they did. The division champs fall in game one of this 3-game set. In St. Louis, it's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Right here, there's Evan Heffelfinger. My name is Tim Allen. We'll be right back, 1250 AM The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
Craig, 4 innings, 63 pitches. Is that about how it was drawn up going in for Woody?
Yeah, that's what we were thinking. I'm actually right in that area, so it would just ease off a little bit. And we'll kind of map out what's next for him from here.
Can you, just to follow up on that, can you share anything about that now? Like, do you anticipate him pitching somewhere against the Dodgers to set up for the NLDS?
Yeah, that's what we're going to figure out tomorrow, but no decisions on that as of now.
Greg, was that just kind of standard Wainwright, what you've come to know from, and expect of him over the years tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he pitched well. He's a tough customer. We know him very well. I thought his cutter was a good pitch tonight for him. He used that very effectively tonight, to our left-handers especially. So, Weitzer had a big hit, and we had a couple rallies going, but couldn't cap off any of the rallies.
For being a late addition, it seemed like Luis really had a good night offensively with the homer.
Yeah, Luis did a nice job, and it's nice. The homer's nice. He is, the goal for all these guys is just to have him going good into the last week here. So I thought we just saw the ball and had really good at bats tonight.
I know the word was precautionary for Willie, but is there anything any more you can share with us on his status?
I would just describe his day-to-day. He was just a little stiff getting loose today, essentially. There was not an injury or nothing happened. He was just stiff. And frankly, we're going to be, extra conservative at this point. And next Friday, he would not have been taken out of the game. I can tell you that. It's day to day, literally. We'll see how he comes in tomorrow and see how it feels. Not concerned. Don't think this will impact anything. Just being cautious.
Craig, when you can have a late scratch and put in a guy like Urias who hits his 22nd home run, you feel like it's emblematic of the depth you guys have built and kind of just you have a bunch of good choices, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of our strengths is that we – we feel like our position player group is it doesn't change as we move guys in and out. And I do think that's why you're able to withstand the things that happen during a 162 game season. And it's how you thrive during it, not just survive, during some of these stretches. And I think that's what we've done.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
Well, for the ABC Audio Video play of the game, yeah, we could go with the Luis Urias, the two-run home run, but yeah, we decided not to do that. The play of the game... we're actually going to go back to Sunday. We get a couple of highlights here. It's just great. I mean, watching the celebration and going back over it during the off day yesterday and certainly Sunday night in and around that Packers victory, it was just glorious. It really was. So we have to relive some of these moments as heard from Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin and Brian Anderson on TBS.
Fly ball left field, Yelich. Let the party begin. The Brewers have won the National League Central in 2021.
Here's the 0-1. Nimmo in the air, left field. Yelich coming in. This should do it. And there it is, the Milwaukee Brewers with a win today secure the National League Central in 2021.
Yeah, that is cool stuff right there as the Brewers win the division on Sunday and the division champs fall in this game one of this three-game set in St. Louis. St. Louis punches their ticket to the postseason. And it looks like they're ticketed and targeted for a one-game wild card playoff. Do you like that, Evan? Do you like the playoff structure in baseball these days?
Only if the Cardinals lose in the wild card game. Okay. If not, I will go back to my original stance that has been for years. Why is the wild card series not three games? Why?
Yeah, it should be a three-game set.
A season that is 162 games long to really... lose it on one game? No, I don't like that. I feel like three is like the minimum. I know that it gets cold and everything. How about you just take away eight games in the regular season and put them in the postseason? That's more money for the MLB. That's what they want anyway. Give me more postseason.
Would be more revenue, number one, but it also wouldn't change anything in terms of the wild card chase. You know what I mean? So that wouldn't change anything. Not at all. You still would have, St. Louis and San Diego, and it was Philly there for a while, and you still have these opportunities for these teams. What's discouraging, maybe, for a team like the Dodgers, they're going to win close to, if not 100 games, and that wild card is going to be a 100 game winner. For a one gamer. I mean, so that does open the door for St. Louis, but again, my gut feeling tells me St. Louis is going to fall in that game, whether they face the Giants or the Dodgers, but that's just me. I think it's probably more unfair. No, it is more unfair to the team that is like the Dodgers, given the fact that it is. 98, 99 win team is going to have to play one game to survive it. Hell, who knows? Maybe the Brewers in ensuing years are going to be in that same situation. We'll be losing our minds. That's why the division is so important. And that's what a long season. You just heard Craig Counsell talk about, what happens in a 162. A lot happens in 162 games. It's just a ton. Take, for example, 60 players this year played for the Brewers. 60. That's a franchise record in any one season. So, Evan, you asked me the other day how many of them that I could name, and I said I'd come pretty close.
And you did.
Yeah, I did. And I took, 40 minutes or so to kind of think it through. And, I rattled off probably a good 40 immediately, just like a lot of Brewers fans could. And then it slowed down. The pacing slowed down a little bit. And then I'm going back into the memory bank. And then you remember, that's right. Orlando Arcia did play this year. Ooh, that's right. There were some trades, players exiting and coming in. And I ended up with 56. Now, this is through a 40. Then you guys got to trust me on this. I'm not going to sit here and lie about it. So, I could have just said, jumped online and just checked it out. But no, I came up with 56. And I think there's only one player I'm disappointed with not getting of the four I didn't get. So I'll have that for you next, if you're interested. Evan, how many of these, now that we've looked at the list, how many of these guys do you think you could have gotten?
I think probably 50. Okay. If I'm giving myself credit, maybe 55. But I would say 50, good estimate.
Yeah, I think the good hardcore Brewers fans, I think they would get, I would say between 45 and 50, 40 to 50 range. But after that, man, guys, it took a lot of thinking to get to these. We'll talk up next. Who are we going to hear from up next?
We're going to hear from Brandon Woodruff, tonight's starter and the postseason's number one starter.
Yeah, I think that's just a slam dunk. He's starting a week from Friday, game one, NLDS. Would you guys go with Woody?
I don't know. According to Steve, he's having a bad second half.
That's right. 3.3. Boy, that really fell off the table. Or would you go with Burns? Just a couple of minutes left here. If you want to jump in here, it's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. There's Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that is his real name. My name is Tim. We'll be right back here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse, presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
There's no doubt in my mind that Brandon Woodruff is going to start a week from Friday, game one of the NLDS. So this is a little tune-up, and Craig Counsell said more information on how they're going to line things up the remaining part of the regular season here, the next 5 days, two left in St. Louis, and then three out in L.A. against the Dodgers. But there's no doubt in my mind it's going to be Woody, opening day starter. He's kind of the bell cow a little bit. I know Burns is Burns, and boy, if things go right, I mean, think about that. Some may say that Burns is a better pitcher. Okay, either way, they're both damn good. I mean, let's face it. Either way you go, I mean, the optimum scenario would be, man, if you get a win out of Woody in game one, and these guys are staring down the barrel of a Corbin Burns in game two, come on.
The fact that we get to argue about which pitcher is better, instead of back in the day when it was who's worse, Jeff Suppan, Randy Wolf, or Dave Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. Okay, we'll get to Woody here in just a second. So 60 players it took, and that is great roster manipulation, if you will, for the front office. And, you know, a lot went into this. There was COVID. There was the injuries certainly played a part in the season. There's no question about that. Early on in the year, guys, devastating injuries, and then it's IL stints, and then it's, you know, aches and pains, and a sore back, and it's precautionary, and day-to-day, and couple days, do they IL him? All of that. I mean, I remember on this show talking earlier this year that it clearly is the season of the injury. I remember having conversations with you guys about that. Well, slowly but surely, they started obviously playing better baseball, but they also started getting healthier. And that is the key. But it took 60 players to get where they're at now. 94 victories and a division title. So here's what I had. We'll walk you through it. I like this exercise because it not only tests, you know, how big a Brewer fan you are. It just tests, like, your memory and what the team. And through all this, it brought back the memories of this 2021 championship season here. So it starts out, these kind of just rattled off. Vogelbach, Tellez, Escobar, Keston Hira, Colton Wong, Jace Peterson, Daniel Robertson, Pablo Reyes, Willy Adames, Luis Urias, Christian Yelich, Lorenzo Cain, Avi Garcia, Jackie Bradley, Tyrone Taylor, Manny Pena, Mario Feliciano, Luke Maley. Okay, were you impressed that I got Feliciano or no?
And how early you got it, too.
Yeah, that just rattled off because I went sort of by position a little bit just to get going. And so in creating this list, I mean, doing it the easy personnel at the front end. Okay, then we go Brandon Woodruff, Burns, Peralta, Brett Anderson, Hauser, Lauer, Ashby, Bettinger, Suter, Strickland, Cousins, Box, Williams, Hader. Those were easy to rattle off. But Miguel Sanchez, Hobie Milner, Patrick Weigel, Justin Topa, Angel Perdomo, Trevor Richards, Daniel Norris, John Curtis, John Axford. Were you impressed with the Trevor Richards? Because he came over in the Adames deal and then was moved. So here's where it got a little interesting here. Corey Ray, now I'm starting to take a little time to do this. I'm like, okay, you got to come up with a bunch more. And I did. I didn't get them all. I didn't get all 60. Corey Ray, Tim Loebs, Gustave, Phil Bickford, Blaine Hardy. Now, I don't know if too many Brewers fans would have come up with that one. I did get that one. Orlando Arcia, Travis Shaw. Bobby Wall was the one I had in there that did not pitch for the Brewers this season. And I had him, it just seemed like he did, but he didn't pitch for the crew this year. Jordan Zimmermann, Zach Godley. Good Godley. Josh Lindblom, Billy McKinney was on the opening day roster, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, he had a great, like, first week of the season.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And then played just that stellar game out in San Diego. You remember that? And that sweep out there? That was huge. He made that catch that pretty much saved the game and gave the Brewers an opportunity to sweep. So Lindblom pitched his way right down to Nashville. J.P. Feireisen, Drew Rasmussen, Eric Yardley did make an appearance. All right, so here's where we get to my real disappointment. The first disappointment was thinking that Bobby Wall did pitch as one of the 60 that played for the Brewers. I'm disappointed I did not get Jacob Nottingham.
You know how much I love Jacob Nottingham.
And a lot of Brewers fans do. I mean, he sort of had a little bit of a following here. But and that was that deal where their catchers were getting hurt, Omar and Manny, and then they had to go get him back after they had released him. So Nottingham, disappointing. Slightly disappointing in the Sal Romano, but not as disappointing as the Nottingham. And here's the two that I don't think I would have gotten. Just didn't remember them. Ryan Weber and Derek Fisher. I probably would have gotten Derek Fisher first, if at all. But definitely Ryan Weber. I don't even know what jersey number he wore.
You want to take a guess?
I'm going to say, 75.
He wore Corey Knebel's old number, 46.
Oh, he did. Okay. And then Derek Fisher. So not bad. 56 of the 60. And that takes you, just hearing these names, as a lot of us are going to say, I don't even remember what he did. What did Zach Godley do? Well, Zach Godley had two appearances for the Brewers, and they didn't go very well. I mean, good try. Same with Sal Romano. Good try. Same with John Axford. Good try. That's the thing. These guys were looking for players to just fill the void, and it took 60 to get 94 victories thus far. And you would assume they're going to win a few more. So you're looking at an opportunity for a franchise win total record here and need to get to 97 with five to play. Got to go 3-2 in those five. All right, Brandon Woodruff, as we discussed, I believe it's a slam dunk. He's going to pitch game one of the NLDS. That means you line him up where you want him, Saturday or Sunday. I would assume he's going to get a few innings and just dial it back a little bit. Out in L.A., but let's hear from Woody today as he went four innings of two-run ball.
Woody, Counts said coming in that four innings was around where he was expecting for you tonight. I would imagine that was communicated to you. You know, what were you looking for going in?
Not what I did tonight. I was looking to locate a little bit better, get ahead a little bit better, not give up some harder contact a little bit early on, but that's kind of part of it. I didn't quite know how many innings or pitch count. I kind of knew a general idea, but I didn't exactly know the exact number. So, but I can't have that mentality going into the game because I got to go in with the thought that I'm going to finish the game, and that's how I have to approach it. I can't approach it like, hey, I only got four innings, and that's just not a good way to approach it. But, you know, there had been stuff communicated a few weeks ago, so I kind of had a little bit of an idea. But, you know, my job was to go in and get outs, and just kind of ran into a little bit of a roadblock there in the fourth. And, you know, just wasn't able to – kind of a totally different pitcher, I felt like, from the last time I faced him to tonight. Just didn't really – locate as good as I wanted to, and gave up a few soft singles there up the middle, and kind of they had some traffic and they did a good job. So but you know, that is what it is. Just move on and get ready for the next one.
Woody, how do you look at this week? You know, you guys have wrapped up the division. Yep. It's sort of throttling down but also trying to stay sharp. Is it a balancing act?
You know, that's a for me, I want to look at it like I don't want to go out there and lose. That's not my mentality. I want to go out there and win. I want to go out there and compete and do the best I can. But you know, the reality is we know we won the division, but we never want to go into a ball game and just be like, hey, here you go. Here's your win. You know, go ahead, take it. I don't think that's anybody's mindset. But, you know, they are playing so unbelievably good. It seems like every guy in their lineup has – it's always a tough at-bat. They're just clicking on all cylinders, and they did it at the right time. So, but I don't think that's the attitude anybody's taking. I think we're still, you know, obviously we're still trying to win ball games, but yes, we do. We are aware that we have, you know, won the division, and we're also trying to be healthy for the playoffs. That's number one goal. So I think that's a main focus, but yes, we still want to win ball games.
Woody, Craig said that they're going to figure out kind of how to slot you in for the weekend, maybe. How do you approach, you know, a night like tonight and even what maybe ahead for the weekend of, you know, knowing what's in front of you starting next Friday?
I think number one is just how can I have my body feeling as good as possible going into October. I think these last couple of weeks, and that goes with everybody. That goes with positional guys who have been grinding all year. It goes with every pitcher who's been out there all year. And that's a main priority, and that's figuring out how to do that and get as ready as possible and fresh as possible. Because you know what? I wasn't moving down the mound like I wanted to compared to last time I faced these guys at home. And that's just the reality of it. And I wasn't in sync with my delivery as good as I wanted to. And that affects stuff for me. But, you know, going forward, I think that's an important thing I need to address and get ready for is how can I be as fresh as possible going into October. Because once you get to that point, it's all hands on deck, and you want to feel as good as you can. And I think that's kind of the main focus going forward.
Woody, some of this stuff falls into the category of good problem to have, right? Trying to figure out this weird final week.
I know it. And it's a tough thing to do because we've won, but that gum, you don't want to lose. Like, that's just part of it. And you know what? They're a hot team, but you know it's a tough question because we want to win, we want to play hard, we want to compete. But we understand that we've wrapped this thing up. But you know, like I mentioned before, we don't want to approach it that way. I mean, these are important games and important innings and some important at bats to get us ready. So I think we just have to take it for what it is and just make sure we're healthy. I think if we get everybody healthy and we're clicking at the right time, I mean, anything can happen. So I think that's our main focus.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
There he is, Brandon Woodruff, and they're going to line him up for a weekend appearance in L.A., and then it's game on, and I cannot wait. Man, I am just, let's get this thing going.
We're a week away from the postseason, Tim.
Yeah, and it is, you know, there's going to be that little break in there from Sunday's season finale out in L.A., but then you've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as off days before they get going on Friday. And that to me is going to be the empty feeling. I guess the same sort of concept that I have with, you know, a Bob Uecker, let's say. I mean, I miss the dude and he's still here. It's like reading a great book. You're almost missing. Now, I'm a book reader, so I don't know. There's probably listeners that are as well. Evan, I don't know if you're a book reader or not.
I used to be.
But when you're reading a good book and it starts getting, I don't know, over the halfway mark and you're like, oh man, I don't want this thing to end. I miss it already. Same concept. I miss this regular season already and it's not even over yet. I mean, what are we going to do at night? Brewers fans, what are we going to do at night?
Talk to our family members?
I guess, yes. See some friends and family again? I guess, for me. But, I mean, maybe we could do a 10 to midnight show Monday through Thursday. It's, you know, Brewers Nightly.
Do you think we could fill 2 hours a night of Brewers baseball?
I could fill 4 hours a night.
What if we did a retrospective, but an hour every single night up until the next season?
So 2 months every night, Monday through 2, 4, 6, that'd be Tuesday through Thursday.
Or what if we just buy the broadcast rights to the games from this season and replay them?
Yeah, or replay some of these shows.
I'm in.
You know,
do we get
that?
Paid double for that, though?
Back when the Brewers were not making the playoffs and everything, I thought about doing that as just sort of a... I think I wanted to do it as an April Fool's thing maybe one day. I can't remember what it was. But it was going to be a post-game show of, let's see, Game 5 of the American League Championship Series. Brewers and Angels. You know, the one that they won to put them into the World Series. And we thought about doing a post-game show of that game, though. Like, it just happened that night. So, in other words, my co-host and I, we're going to have to watch the whole game. The whole play-by-play, the whole thing, take notes, just do what we normally did. And I don't know why we never got into that. That would have been fun. Could you dig that?
Absolutely.
And then Gorman Thomas struck out with two on and two out in that bottom of the fifth inning, and the Brewers trailed 2-0 heading into the sixth. And then Cecil Cooper comes up with a huge hit. That's the ABC audio video play of the game, where it would have been. But, yeah, what do we do next week, Monday through Thursday? I got an idea.
Daydream about Brewers baseball?
True. I got an idea.
Okay.
Go to Vegas.
Oh, it's shocking to come out of your mouth if that's what you want to do.
It may surprise you. Yes, it may surprise you. All right, let's take a look at tomorrow's matchup, as now just 5 games remain here in the 2021 regular season as the Brewers head toward a World Series title. And who's on the mound in the Game 2 matchup?
The Brewers will throw out Adrian Hauser and his 9-6 record, 3.34 ERA. Let's see if we can't see if we can get that under 3. Is it even possible anymore, mathematically?
I don't know. Even if he went, 7 innings, 7 scoreless, I don't think it would get under 3.
Well, he shut them out on the 4th of this month, so...
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, a complete game shutout.
Why not do it again? And then for the Cardinals, they'll be throwing out Miles Michaelis, 2-2 with a 4.15 ERA.
All right. Again, that's a 6:45 first pitch after the last pitch. We'll meet you right here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. There's Evan Heffelfinger. My name is Tim Allen. The division champs, they fall in game one of this 3-game set, 6-2 the final. And we'll see now both teams are at sort of equal mental states, if you will. They've got a postseason berth wrapped up. The seeding isn't going to change for either one of those teams. They're clearly both playing out the string. Let's see if the results are a little bit different tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow night. For Evan, my name is Tim. Smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.